Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Manchester Yom Kippur synagogue attack, unfortunately, was no surprise to many of us. It was one that was sadly almost inevitable. But then what followed as well, which I guess is equally as inevitable, was Sky News and other reporting segments that tried to shift it almost to a both-sided narrative. And we saw that a lot. How can I worry about a couple of Jews in Manchester when Palestinians are being slaughtered? And I say that obviously all in inverted commas. But what does that mean, and how impactful has the standard and the dishonest reporting been in terms of terror attacks? Israeli-American journalist Gil Hoffman heads Honest Reporting, the media watchdog, and one that is now calling out, not only now, but has been calling out the broadcasters internationally, but specifically with regard to how they framed the Manchester Yom Kippur synagogue attack. Gil, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So what exactly did they get wrong, and let's talk about the impact.
So first of all, what happened in Manchester is a terrible, terrible tragedy that makes people feel dangerous all over the world when they go to synagogue. And that terror that perhaps there once was in Israel, unfortunately, has now, because of the success of the terror in Israel and because of the feebleness of the international leaders and because of the media inflaming people as if Gaza is the only place where there's a war and making it look even worse than it is, it's actually been legitimized to carry out terror attacks against Jews who have nothing to do with Israel, maybe never even visited Israel, blaming them for what Hamas did in Gaza. They've been asking questions to any Israel speaker, to any Jewish speaker, you know, locally in Manchester, including my friend Tracy Ann Oberman. But what about what Israel did? And, you know, she didn't fall for it, nor should anybody else. Nobody should be afraid to go to a synagogue because of something that happened in a country a thousand miles away.
No matter what your opinion on that is, it's like saying that you could, attack a Chinese market here because you don't like something that the Chinese government is doing in China. It's people would look at you as though you're mad because you are mad, but somehow when it comes to Jews, there is this connection created, or legitimacy.
Absolutely, and I mean there were reports, you know, initially they called it a mosque, or and then the reports tried to make it look like it was people of faith that are being attacked, and not anti-Semitism, and that it could have happened to Muslims too, and the usual both sidism. It was terrible and shameful when there should have been complete condemnation, and the media should even accept that it fanned the flames and caused this, and that
do you think they
reporting
there's little doubt that they have reported poorly. Is there any acceptance about this? Is there any responsibility taken?
Nope, no responsibility taken by the media for how their reporting has made Israel look like apartheid, which we are not.
Right.
We have saved the world from a genocidal terrorist and an Islamic fundamentalist nuclear weapon. There is very much no acknowledgement of that as we stand here 2 years after the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust.
Right. So in terms of Sky News themselves, I've noticed a terrible deterioration in their standard of reporting and their bias against Israel. Have you documented that? Have you, you know, what I'm seeing is anecdotal. You follow this very, very closely. What is your observation?
Yes, absolutely. Over and over again, Honest Reporting has focused on various media outlets, Sky News included, BBC, and proved their bias. Though an anecdotal study is pretty easy to do as well. And we encourage people to, whatever media outlet they follow, keep track of it and send things to action@honestreporting.com, because we have a very small team that we can't possibly handle on our own. We're not watching every media outlet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right. In fact, I saw something here yesterday. One of the media houses were reporting, the headline basically read something like, South Africa urges Israel to accept the ceasefire, you know, and basically Hamas is, you know, everybody's waiting for Israel now kind of to accept it or to action it. And I thought it was absolutely remarkable how they managed to frame it, because it was just so apparent. And not once in the whole article was, in fact, here's the headline, I just wanted to find it: joint call for Israel to respond to Hamas wanting to release all Israeli hostages. How's that for a headline?
Gosh. Please send that to me. Okay, let's put the record straight for your audience over here, Howard, because yes. You know, maybe they don't understand fully why that's wrong. Okay, so Israel and Trump wrote a plan together with 20 points, and then Trump got together Arab leaders and gave them all kinds of incentives and threats, taking steps against Qatar or giving them a tremendous military advantage if they can get Hamas to end the war. So then the Arab countries were putting pressure on Hamas, and Hamas said that they accept a couple things out of the 20 points. They didn't say they accept being demilitarized, not ruling Gaza anymore, and all the things that were bad against them in the plan, except for they said they will release hostages. They didn't really give specifics about how and when and whatever, agree to the 72-hour deadline that Trump had set. But after they said that, media outlets around the world reported Hamas accepts a peace plan. And then Israel and the United States could have laughed at that. And, complained about the media outlets getting it obviously wrong. Instead, they jumped on it and said, oh, yeah, they accepted it, in order to bring them to the negotiating table.
That is so funny.
Where there's going to be more pressure.
Right.
Donald Trump is anything but stupid.
No, he's
he genius. Knows they didn't accept his plan. Israel, you know, obviously, as many times before, when Hamas has rejected things, you know, highlighted it to the world and gone back to fight. This time they did the opposite strategy, because we want the war to end. You've got Marco Rubio saying 90% of the deal is done. Hostages are going to be released at the beginning of this week. Those were his words.
Yes.
Here we are on a Monday, the beginning of this week, right? Or it is Monday, right? please God, make that happen.
But I mean, this is it. Just even the wording here, joint call for Israel to respond to Hamas wanting to release all the Israeli hostages, as though they're just saying, guys, we want to release the hostages. Just let us do it. You know, stop stopping us from releasing the hostages. It is absolutely remarkable. That article is on its way to you, Gil Hoffman. Thank you, as always, Executive Director at Honest Reporting. We chat to Gil from time to time just so that we can shake our heads in wonderment.